Iran's presidential candidates have appeared in several debates, but controls on who can run have severely limited the scope of opinions on key issues, like Iran's nuclear program and its negotiations with the West. Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili, advocates continuing the no-compromise policy. Hassan Rouhani, a former negotiator, might try to take a slightly softer approach, but neither candidate would really make much difference on the nuclear issue, says Mark Fitzpatrick at London's International Institute for Strategic Studies.
I think it really depends on what the views of the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is. If he wants to make a breakthrough, then it almost doesn't matter who the president is. But I don't really expect much in the way of a breakthrough.
Ayatollah Khamenei says he does not endorse any candidate, but those he might have opposed were barred from running, including all reformists and all women. And that means Iranians won't have a real choice in this election, according to the United Nations Special Rapporteur for Iran Human Rights, Ahmed Shahid.
The basic conditions for free and fair elections are not existent in Iran, and that is a serious concern. Because under international law, you cannot disqualify a candidate for elections unless you used criteria that were reasonable, objective, and transparent.
Among those disqualified was the relatively liberal former Iranian president Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani. Experts say a key concern of ordinary Iranians is the economy, which has been devastated by international sanctions designed to get flexibility in the nuclear negotiations. But economist and oil market analyst Leo Dralas says some key segments of Iranian society may not be overly concerned.
There are certain segments, of course, of Iranian society, mainly associated with the Ayatollahs and the Revolutionary Guards, and certain favored merchants, bazaaris, etc., who have done very well out of this situation. But the great majority of people are suffering indeed, and nothing is likely to change.
There had been hope that Iran's election would lead to an easing of tensions and sanctions. But some analysts say the sanctions have hardened Iran's position, and they warn that continuing deadlock on the nuclear issue as Iran builds its capabilities could lead to a military confrontation. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.